Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
And then when they start giving you feedback, this looks great, but you know what I'd do? I'd add a little self-tanner when you wear this.
No,
she said that. Or I'd put a little concealer on because it looks like you're breaking out on your chin.
No.
You know what?
No.
I am here for you to take it in on the sides and help my boobs not look so saggy.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, cutie cute.
What? Good morning.
Good evening and good night. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. We are taping this on a Monday morning, and I'm going to tell you what right now. I switched my coffee maker from coffee beans to espresso beans, and I am cracked out. I don't even know if that's appropriate to say cracked out.
Did you really?
I just am so hyper. Yeah, so you can change out the beans and the thing. But as a former barista, it's very easy for a gal like me, you know, to just toggle back and forth between the coffee and the espresso. So I am now drinking espresso over ice, and this is crazy. We just pre-recorded our I was about to call it timeout. I need to be put in timeout. We recorded our, what's it called?
Pre-game show.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Which I came to yesterday.
So hyper.
If you guys want to know, this is not an act how we are right now on the show. Yesterday was Nutso McGee. We were in LA for our Rams game. Write it down. Nutso McGee. Ding, ding. And I had a chance to come see Bring Your Friend to Work Day, Carissa, at the pregame show. So I went to the pregame show and there was a lot happening, but I will say you guys are a well-choreographed routine. Like Greg and I were dying. Literally, America, they throw you out there in front of millions of people and they're like, Greg said, I'm having a full-blown convo with Carissa. Hey, what are we doing? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the... He's like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, I didn't have an earpiece. So you guys, real quick story. I get there. There's everybody coming in. It's great. I haven't seen everybody in a while. Like a lot of stuff's happening. Blah, blah, blah. Am I wearing the right bra? Am I not? All the things. I look at Chris and I was like, I didn't. So the show is so great. And they definitely like, you know, give you suggested copy. And I had worked Dallas games for the past two weeks.
By the way, wait, hold on. I'm going to call a 20-second timeout here. I'm Chris Weber and we do have timeouts available. You and I are both so jacked. Okay, we're recording this in the morning. Usually we do it in the afternoon. We're going to have to audible and always record this podcast in the morning because we are hyper McHyper. And so you just jumped from the thought about Greg to now we're going to your script. So I will set up real quickly what she's talking about. No. You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great. Okay, so Aaron, as we all know, is normally on location in a different city doing sidelines of a game. So the game where she comes to Los Angeles and she's doing the Rams Cowboys game yesterday, everyone get so excited, and I say this in the most respectful way, it's like Lady Diana's in the building, okay?
Without the crown or the grace.
Well, no, but the paparazzi is swarming and it's crazy. Okay, that's enough. I'll tell the story here, okay? Okay. So it's like just doting. And Aaron and I do not like to be doted on, okay? Where it's like, let us just do our own thing and it's a lot of fuss. But we get so excited when she's in studio because she's never in studio. Okay. Now you're on set with the boys next door. You're about to do your lead in to the Cowboys piece. Go.
So it's really great. The suggested copy is wonderful, but I had just not been, I didn't know that Mike McCarthy had said what we were saying on air. So we had all week talked to Dan Quinn. I had great stuff from him. I just looked at Carissa in a panic because this is her show, her turf. And I was just like, who ordered this? I don't know this. And I was like, I want to put in my own thing. Well, I decided to do it 30 seconds before I go on. My best friend runs in hell or high water into the control room. Change the script. We're in break. They are counting me down. And I know she's back there like it's the Muppet Show. And she's like, rah, 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 changing the script. And I'm like, what the hell is going to come up on the prompter? I'm Ron Burgundy. And so I'm starting to panic and they're changing out my earpiece because I have a different earpiece and I can't hear anyway because my nose is plugged in. I'm like, you guys, I need to see the prompter because I know my best friend is back there and she's like, change the script. Yeah. And it all ended up working out, but we were like a freaking monsoon in the studio yesterday.
When you left, everyone's like, wow, that's what you guys are like all the time. And I was like, no, because here's the thing. It's really important for me to write my own scripts because it's what you're saying. It's your voice. And so there's times periodically where like, because things change, somebody else has to throw copy into the prompter. To Aaron's point about Ron Burgundy, if you don't know what's
you're
in there
fucked.
And it's come, it's your fuck because it's now for anyone that wants to get into TV, you know this, where you're like, oh my God, it's called like, well, look at me pretending like I know. It's like a cold read or whatever, insert, you know, different types of things that they say it is. So it comes up and you're like reading it in real time. Anyways, I just thought it was important for it to be in her own voice. But you put your own twist on it. It ended up working out. I couldn't change it. It was all fine.
Terry was laughing at me in the wink. And I guess I winked. I didn't even know
you
that.
You winked. Wink Martindale was not available for comment, though. So week five was fun because we had you in studio. Yep. But then also you went and did the game, of course, which the Rams-Cowboys game. So many different things. What was a takeaway from that matchup?
Holy crap. Cooper Rush holding it down. And holy cow, Rams offense. We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yep. You also had a situation. So Jarrett and Steve, because you were so generous, you got them sideline passes to the game.
So family came. Jarrett, Steve came to the game. So much fun. Those two, you know, Steve obviously knows his way around SoFi because his best friend, Matthew. But now they're down on the field. And I love my husband so much. He just, any situation, and I guess it's like the athlete in him. Hey, you know, pregame. He's literally saying to Steve, like they are 10-year-old boys. I didn't even tell you this. They're behind the thing. And I just sit behind the barrier where all the fans have to wait. And I was like, screw it. Like Kevin had his family out there. Greg had his family. So I just said, Jarrett, Steve, come on out here. No problem. They just walk out. They're perusing the sideline, They're at the 50-yard line, you know, talking to the president of the Rams, just standing there. Jarrett's like, hey, let's try to get a ball. No, you're not going to get a ball. Like, get over here. This is crazy. You're not getting a ball.
These were called sideline passes, not 50-yard line passes.
Stop what are we doing now? Really taking third liberties. Option. Knock it off. Like, get over here. Stay here.
They would love
that,
actually.
Kidding. So they're walking. We're just chilling. And then I start seeing security and I'm like, hey, Jarrett. And Jarrett's like talking to Steve all about it, whatever. So then they go up in there with Kelly and she was so great to have him in there and kept thinking about her that whole game. And anyways, Steve stays up at the suite. Jarrett knows we got to get out. We're so important. We have security to get us out. We have to go out as a group. Like it's just the way we have it choreographed. So I never worry about my husband because he just figures it out. He freaking figures it out in a stadium. He's lived in one forever, you know, obviously playing.
Yeah.
So he texts me probably with like 2 minutes left in the game. And he's like, hey, I am on my way down to the field. I found our friend who's going to bring us down. Great. I see the bubble going, I'm with Kim K. I just roll my eyes. I'm like, I'm sure you are. Okay, whatever. Relax. Didn't even know she was there. I guess she was on the Jumbotron, yada, yada.
That's all the text says is I'm with Kim K.
Yeah, I'm with Kim K. Okay.
Casual.
Okay. So I walk down to our table. Jillian, who we love and is obviously a friend of the show, is obsessed with Kim Kardashian. And I said to her, oh my God, Jarrett says he's coming down to the field and he's with Kim. And she's like, oh my God, I'm going to die. All of a sudden, I look to the left and I see Kim and her kids walking out on the field. And I go, Jillian, look. And then what else do I see? My husband walking with one of the kids, pointing things out on the field. What are you doing? What's happening? Jillian's like, I'm going to die. And she like gets, she's like, and then, you know, Jared's doing the wave over. Hey, babe, come on over. Come on over. Say hi. Oh, I am sure. Not bothering her and her kids. And oh, excuse me, Mr. Security. Then this guy, he's just taking it in, pointing out to the kids. Oh, babe, they're just waiting for Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, they're going to get over here. Get your
bridge the gap. Did he just run into her in the elevator, or she was with the group, your guys' mutual friend, and then they all ended up down on the field together?
She was with our mutual friend who works for the Rams and was bringing her down. And obviously she was a guest, all the things. And Jarrett needed help coming down. So she was just like, hey, come meet us in the suite. And, you know, Jarrett Stoll, nice to meet you. How you doing? My wife loves Skims, fan of the show, you know.
In fact, can we increase the quantity amount? Because every time I go to buy something, it's sold out. I mean, Jarrett, would you mind actually getting your friend on line one? Because this is a very popular site.
All he kept
Things
saying,
are constantly sold out.
I'll tell you this. Babe, she's so nice. She is so nice.
Aww.
And then, which I've heard, and I've met her, you know, before, and she was lovely. And I appreciate when people are like that have so many people in their face. You know, me being royalty and coming into the studio, I get it. But so then I have all this wear stuff at Rams, wear stuff that I give out to fans at the end of the game. And he's like, babe, come give your stuff to Kim. I'm sure she'd love it. Come on.
So cute, Jared.
Get in the car. Get in the car right now. We're not going to bother Kim. You know, get in the car.
She probably would have appreciated it as a fellow female entrepreneur in a clothing line. She probably would have loved
it. Kim, I understand.
I love Jared so much.
You get it, Kim. You're trying to make a business work. You know, how's your jet? I mean, Jared.
Oh,
babe,
my God. Those cashmere seats, I'd love to feel them.
Babe, she'd love the jean jacket. Give it to her. I'm sorry. She's in her, like, she's not wearing a jean
Balenciaga
jacket.
Yeah. Onesie.
And you know what this guy's doing today? He's looking at the, like, Just Jared or the New York Post. He goes, yeah, babe. Oh, yeah. She was wearing those glasses, you know, all in black. Like he knows. Like, he's part of the, you know, I'm waiting for, like, Kris Jenner to show up and pick him up today.
I'm waiting for Us Weekly to have the headlines, Pete Davidson move over new man in Kim's life.
You know,
Aaron's
he's
in the background waving.
Yeah, he's looking for himself. And Jillian's in the background filming it. She's like, oh my God, I want a picture.
By Angel. Just Jared, you mean Just Jared. That's the new headline of that tabloid. What a guy, though. Leave it to him to be like casual about the whole thing and like showing Chicago or Saints or whoever it was around. Yeah. Oh, what a beauty.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. So week five, again, NFL, for those of you, we know we have a mixed audience of people that love football, don't love football. Oh my God, I'm not even, this is a tease. And I have to tell you off air because we're going to try to get her on as a guest. Pete, my sweet stage manager, told me that there is a woman that's a huge fan of the show. And I'm not going to say her name right now because maybe she doesn't want everyone to know she's a huge fan. But she is a fan of the show. I'm going to try to get her on as a guest. I almost died and went to heaven. All dogs go to heaven. Yes,
wait,
they do. We don't deserve
them.
Let's
play a guessing game. Okay, but no, give clues. Just give clues.
Okay. Worked on two of the most famous shows in the world. She is a fucking badass.
Julia Roberts.
That's close, but no. But just as important.
Really?
Anyways, she's a fan of the show. She's a fan
Actress
of the show.
Or singer?
And so, no, it's not. It's a behind the scenes, but like, there, she could be front and center. Anyways, point is that
the Grey's Anatomy producer?
No, Shonda Rhimes?
Yeah.
No, she's, no, but you're getting warmer.
Okay, the lady that has the nice houses in the Reese Witherspoon movies?
Nancy Myers.
Yes.
No, that's not the director, but now you're getting very warm. You're good at this game, by the way. Okay, hold
Rita,
on.
Rita Hanks?
Rita Wilson and Rita Hanks are not the correct answers. That is incorrect. But we will continue this game offline because then we will reveal. In fact, you guys can keep guessing. Two of the most famous shows in the world, this
Friends?
Woman has been a very important part of. No, but we'll take it offline. We'll throw it on the IG. And then if I confirm, if she has her red receipts on, if I can confirm and get her as a guest, it will be so many questions, so little time.
Do I know
okay.
who this person
Speaking
is?
Speaking of so little time. Yes,
okay.
You do. All right. So the continuing down our list of things, because we only get so much time together. Wait, hold on. You guys, unlike last week, we actually wrote these things down. Oh, I got a rant.
Okay.
The word portal. Okay. I hate that word. The second you tell me I got to log into the portal, we got a problem. I don't remember the password. Now we're resetting the password. I even put the passwords to my things in the notes section of my phone. Shouldn't do that as someone who's had their phone hacked.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm asking for trouble.
This is crazy.
Again, this is what I do. This is crazy. This is what I do. And this is where I get in trouble because I've had my phone hacked. I think I'm like, oh, I'm on to you, hackers. I'm going to not use a capital letter where you're supposed to use a capital letter in the notes section. So then when I go to log into the portal, now I'm like, was there a capital here? Was there not a capital here? Was that @ really a dollar sign? So now I'm confused. Now I'm waiting for the new emails to reset the password. Then you put the new password and it says password already used. It's too much. Why can't we just use the Face ID on everything? I'll tell you what, the Face ID, though, when it says face not recognized, we know it's been a long week.
That's like me and Clear when they're like, we'd like to use your eyes. And my eyes are so tired. They don't recognize them. Shit. It's only week five. Wait, going back to the portal, the other thing. Yeah, the passcode is annoying. Remembering, like, did I save it? Did I not? The other thing is when you're in a place where it's not loading quick enough. So all you fertility IVF girls out there, go to your portal to find out if your embryo made it or your fucking pregnancy test. And we're loading. And I can't feel my entire body.
No.
Or we even have it out here at Cedars. Like, go to see what your brain scan is. Loading. Oh,
yeah.
Default. What? I mean.
Sorry, the website's experiencing some troubles right now.
So is
my
brain.
Oh, now's the time that the website. Yeah, well, exactly.
This is crazy.
Log on.
Okay, so I'm going to go now. We were talking about alterations, and I was proud of you for actually sending your stuff to be altered. I went and had a lot of alterations this week, and I started feeling like crap on Thursday, where I was like, oh boy, what do I have here? Little sinus infection, but I was just tired, and I wasn't sleeping well and all that. So I went to the alterations place a couple of times, got a couple of things done, and I was trying it on in front of the lady to make sure it looked good. And then she's like, we talked about it. It's hard enough going to the alterations place. It's hard enough getting stuff done, picking it back up. And then you got to go try it on. I don't want to take my clothes off and put it on. Everybody's standing there looking. And then when they start giving you feedback, this looks great, but you know what I'd do? I'd add a little self-tanner when you wear this.
No.
She said that? Or I'd put a little concealer on because it looks like you're breaking out on your chin.
No.
You know what? No. I am here for you to take it in on the sides and help my boobs not look so saggy. What I'm not here is for commentary on, yes, I need to go out in the sun. But ma'am, I'm inside studying. And by the way, it's overcast in the South Bay. Okay. And yes, have acne. Oh, and these bags under my eyes, I'm not fucking sleeping because I'm tired. But you know what I need? This taken in and the legs to be hemmed. Thank you. Well, I don't need that.
Lock it up.
What? I mean, what are you, a life coach?
You know what? Is there a comment card where you could fill out all the things I didn't ask you for?
Don't make me go to that Yelp page. Anyway.
We know someone who is very close to both of us and spends a lot of time in our respective houses. And I just love when she's like, you look tired. I'm like, oh, thank you. I didn't know that. But you know what? Hey, look, I always love some constructive feedback.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Why not?
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge in the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So just so you guys know, if you're not watching on YouTube, Erin and I make a list and we send it to our producer throughout the week of different things we want to talk about. So the next thing on our list is getting guilted into buying things. This is where I insert story. So I
wear your facialist because I use the same one. Did she guilt you into every single serum? And all of a sudden you're like, why is my, I was going to say pocketbook. There you go. Bank account. So...
Who's pocketbook? Why? Jesus, what? I swear to God, Erin's like, I guess she's always done it. I've just become more aware of it. She has these phrases like she's on I Love Lucy and like is we go back in time. I'm like, pocketbook? No, but we love our facialist. I can't afford her anymore. I'm like, I got to save up my allowance. Exactly. But yeah, we end up getting 75 products of things we don't need. Then I leave the products in the car, forget they're even in the car. And I'm like, hey, where did that exfoliating scrub go? Meanwhile, I'm now using the foot exfoliating scrub that I have in my shower on my face and ripping it off. Okay. Have you ever had a situation where you go to, so I went and picked up a gift for, I don't care. I'll say it. So Tony Gonzalez, his wife, October, we call her Toby affectionately. She's obviously born in October. Her name's October. He wanted to get her this gift. She loves this certain store. So I was like, oh, it's in LA. They now live in Austin. I was like, I'll go pick it up for you. Well, this store is not for the faint of heart. It is it's so nice. It's jewelry. It's so nice. But like, you got to have a good pocketbook, in your words.
Yeah, a good pocketbook. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
So I pick up the gift for her. And then while I'm there, the woman who works there, who is so nice, she's always like been wonderful to me. I was like, oh, I should, you know, I was like, I love all this stuff. And I was like, I like that. And she's like, oh, you know, I'll make sure I'll give you a discount if you want to get that. And then it's like, now I feel like I'm stuck.
Yes.
I feel like I have to buy something because she's so mm-hmm. sweet. She's hooking, you know, Tony up last minute for this gift to make sure Toby, she's like, we'll send the gift out. She's doing so much to ensure that this gift gets to Toby on time that now I feel guilty. Like I can't just walk out and not buy something. So,
and it's not even your gift.
It's not even my gift. So now I'm there and I'm like, oh, I like that. And she's like, oh, I can give it to you for that much and that much. Meanwhile, I'm like, I shouldn't be buying any of this stuff. Somehow I walk out of this store thousands and thousands of dollars later. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to be able to pay my mortgage. I know. And I'm like, and now I can't take it back. My necklace is great. My earrings are great. But I'm like,
ooh,
I can't,
send a pic for me.
I can't take this back. Now I'm guilted. Now I'm literally having to be like, what tags are on clothes that I need to take back? To afford my,
you know what that is? That's a damn good salesman. Or
she was a great salesman, but I don't know if you guys ever had that. Please tell us your stories because I didn't need to buy any of this stuff. I just felt guilty because then the discount, but it's a discount on things I didn't even need, and now
right.
I have all of this money for dinner tonight. Pretty Woman insert line here, but I don't have all the money because now I'm broke because I just spent all this money on things I didn't need. And I need to know if anyone else feels this pain of being guilted into buying things and then you're stuck with them. Now, I mean, they're beautiful things. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't need them.
Sounds like you need more swipe up, swipe downs. And I would love a personal code to this store. Swipe Kelly B. 14.
Seriously. So that was my like, and I'm trying to do better and put myself on allowance because I have a tendency to spend again money where I don't need to spend money. So I'm like, no, this is not the time.
We're also working really hard.
Impending, which by the way, oh, well, that's a story for another time. We're almost out of time. So Erin and I make a list of all the things that we want to talk about because as you can tell from getting to know us in this podcast, we are frenetic and all over the map. And if we don't write them down, we will forget. Bluetooth valet combos is the next
order. Oh, this is good.
Of business. You and I are on the phone. I'm going to get a facial or something and we're going to work out whatever it is. Talking about the Broncos Colts game, all this stuff. You know, phone calls are for all the things that you can't say in text and you don't want anyone to, you know, stumble upon in a letter to one another. So, dear John, I'm talking to you. I get out of the car. The car is still in range where I'm going on and on and on a lot like I do on the podcast. And then I realize that you haven't said anything. You haven't even given me an affirmation of uh-huh or whatever. And I'm like, hello? I look down at the phone. The phone says CarPlay. So it's connected to the car. The valet where I was has heard this rant for the last 2 minutes because he has not left with the car and I'm still in range. God knows what he heard. And I click it over and I'm like, oh my God.
It came out of my mouth and it's the reason why I said it to you on the phone and not over text. That happens all the time. I gotta be honest, I'm sick of this Bluetooth shit. Mine is not going well. Like, you want to talk about hands-free and getting in a wreck, that's gonna cause me, knock on wood, too, because you're like, hello, you're on my phone. And like, I'm worried about that versus like, am I merging?
I don't remember if we've told this story on here, but you also had a situation where we were on a NFL mandated call with the entire like league, all broadcasters. Erin's getting out of her car.
Everybody's on but Goodell, you know?
Erin's in the car, the Bluetooth disconnects. And you say to the valet driver, which is then heard by everyone because it disconnects, she says, I'm just on this dumb call.
No, I didn't say dumb. I said I'm on this really fun conference call, but it was in a sarcastic sense. So, and then, you guys all know this. Like, my phone just blew up. Shut off your phone. Oh, my. Chris is like, Krista didn't even text me because she fucking knew I was mortified and sweating out of areas that don't produce sweat. It was a time.
There's nothing worse. And you've talked about this before, being on a conference call where you mute and you go to the bathroom. I have been doing that. Well, not the bathroom part, but like I've been on a lot of
calls.
Yeah. And so you mute and then you're like, you know, you go and do other things. I'm yelling at Willis, sit. Let me give you your medicine. I'm doing everything but listening to this call. And then at what point do you think to yourself, oh, fuck, maybe this thing is not muted yet. So if anyone's listening to this and we've been on a conference call, most likely is I'm not listening. I'm not listening. And I'm hoping the Bluetooth.
I talked about last week with Micah Parsons hearing my dog bark. A couple yeah. weeks ago, we were on a conference call with Tom Brady and we're all on it. And I'm downstairs where I am now. And our house was, you know, getting cleaned and vacuumed. And she placed a dining room chair very loudly on the wooden floor and I could hear it. And I forgot I didn't have my phone on mute. And Tom's going on and on about all the changes on the offensive line. And it sounds like we had a massive earthquake in California. And he just goes, whoa. And I was like, oh God. And I told Jared, I was like, fucking Tom just heard like, wasn't me.
It's Shaggy. It wasn't me. It wasn't all a time, let me tell you. But yeah, the conference calls, the Bluetooth. And again, whenever we tell these stories or go on these like rants, please include your guys' experience on them because I'd like to feel like I'm not alone. Last thing, and I forgot to mention this earlier again because I've had so much espresso, my mind's even more frenetic than it usually is. We have like 3 minutes left. So week five, the traveling thing. And again, disclaimer on all of this, I'm not complaining about traveling. I love having jobs.
But we just know you guys can relate with traveling. So we get it.
So thankful to be employed. We get all the things. Let me tell you. So I land in Denver. I have another colleague of mine is on the plane with me. So we're like talking. I get my stuff down from the overhead. But I had this one moment when I got on the plane. It's the overheads are full size on one side of the plane, but the small little baby ones on the other where you can only fit, you know, a fucking pair of socks, right? But yeah. I put my jacket over there because there wasn't room on the other side. And I remember thinking to myself, Carissa, remember that your jacket's on that side, your luggage on the other side. Remember this. Like I've made a concerted effort to tell myself this. So I sit down, whatever, a couple hours of the flight goes by. I'm chatting with a colleague, pull my luggage down. I go, oh, jump in the car with me. Like we don't need two cars. Jump in the car with me. I'm communicating with our pickup. Like, oh, I'm at door B, 2B. We'll be there in one second.
My jacket.
All of a sudden I'm like, my jacket. I saved up my pennies for this jacket. Is this a jacket? Yeah. Like most jackets, I'm like, you know what? The old me would be like, leave it. No, we're not doing that. We're not just going around leaving things around. Okay, we got it. I've spent this money on this stuff I didn't even need. We're getting the jacket.
I want to borrow it at some point too.
We're getting the jacket. So I'm like, I got to go back through security. Okay.
Was it a wear jacket and you're just lying and you don't want to hurt my feelings? Oh, okay.
Never.
No. You bitch, go get that jacket.
I definitely would have went back and got the wear jacket.
Oh, no.
Got this jacket. So now I'm at the Delta counter and this sweet woman had so much patience because now I'm like waiting behind the 10 people that are actually checking in. I'm like, oh my God, I left my jacket on because I'm past security at this point. So I'm at the ticket desk and the whole thing. And she couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been sweeter.
Oh, Delta, yay.
But now I'm back in line, back through security. I'm now waiting at the gate. Is the plane gone? Is the plane not gone? Hours are going by. And I'm still 2 hours because now I got to wait
God,
for the person.
Oh, my God, because Denver TSA is a little tricky.
Am I at the, but how about this move? Are you at the north end? Are you at the south end? And then they really trick you.
I'm at the north
west
pole.
And it's east. Well, I might as well have been at the North Pole by the time that I got back to the hotel where I was supposed to be. And I was like, who likes to go through security once, let alone twice? And I was like, anyways, I was very proud of myself. I got the jacket. I was appreciative of the Delta individuals that helped me along the way. But I like remember getting in the car afterwards. And I was like, Carissa, this is where my dad's voice comes in my head. Before you get off the plane, check everywhere. It's like when you're in New York, right? And
I know.
Did we leave anything in the cab? The whole thing. Yeah. So it's like, oh my God. Anyways, so that's my travel story of the week is double security. Double your pleasure. Do not double your fun. That was no fun.
I have a quick one because I just saw it here on video when I just held up my hand. Thanks so much to the lady who tweeted because the alterations lady got to me. It comes back full circle. I felt like shit all week. I knew I needed some self-tanner. I was showing my arms. The color that I was wearing, this pink, would be really good with self-tanner. But yeah, they tell you to put it on, which I did. But I always wash my hands and I wash my hands a lot, especially because I've been blowing my nose so much and I'm, you know, kind of sick and whatever. So this lady tweeted, I love my girl. She's so great. But did anyone notice her hand is a totally different color than her arm? Very, very true. That is a fail by me. But I just don't know what you're supposed to do. Should I have had Jillian put on
Lindsay Lohan. This is what I always say with self-tanner not on the hands, because you do, you have to wash your hands, or that's ending up on the palm and not in the palm of your hand. That's a different expression. But yeah, you need to put it on the backside of your tan.
That's something I'll learn for week six. And as Lady Gaga said, just hold my hand.
Come with me, hold my hand.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.